My name is Jaylene Johnson, and I was an artist and songwriter in the music industry for many years. I am so deeply saddened to hear the news of Brian Dirksen's passing. He has been a very influential person in our Christian music community, not only for the music that he's created, but also for his mentoring, his teaching, and his friendship and encouragement towards so many people, artists and songwriters, and just people at large. A kind person.
Harley May. I'm calling from Bancroft right now, but home is Mississauga. He wrote really well in that he wrote with scripture. And as you're singing the song, you don't realize that you're reciting scripture, and that's so good for you. And I'm so thankful that he followed that and was just writing scripture as he experienced it.
Jody Cross from South Shore Bible Church in Barrie.
When I was a young worship leader in Ottawa, I first heard Brian's music, I think it was back in 1990. And man, those songs, Refiner's Fire, Faithful One, I Lift My Eyes Up, were incredibly fresh and soul-stirring. And there was such a passion and a hunger for him, for the Lord. And you could hear that in Brian's songs. And boy, God was moving through those songs in those days, and definitely moving in my heart.
It's Evelyn from Own Sound. I won tickets to go hear him and Paul Baloch in Toronto, and got my picture taken with both of them as individually. But his music has really touched me, and I get really teary-eyed hearing it as you're playing it over the airwaves. It's very much impacted me because I love worship. And I'll be praying for his family for sure.
Yes.
So thank you for doing that this morning in honor of him. It's so beautiful.
Oh, how I need you, Lord. You are my only hope.
Life 100.3 listener Joan from Barrie.
So this goes back many years, but I had left the church, left my faith. I was going to a church in Barrie and left everything. I was visiting my parents in Sega Beach. My father was always pushing, lovingly pushing me to go back to church. And I was always saying no. But this particular day, it was summer, I wasn't dressed well at all for church. I said, I can't go. He said, yep, that's okay. You can wear what you're wearing. And so he pushed and I went. And the opening song, it was a small little church. So no big worship team, and it was Brian Dirksen's song, and it was amazing. So it was such a huge moment. My dad insisting with love, and God speaking through Brian Dirksen's song, and that was almost 30 years ago.
Singer-songwriter Marika Seewert.
Brian Dirksen was someone that has inspired countless lives around the world with his songs, with his music, with his heart. Singing love over people.
So many people know Brian Dirksen as somebody who has been the soundtrack to their Christian lives, and me included. I started listening and singing Brian songs when I was 14, leading worship to Come Now's the Time to Worship, Faithful One, I Lift My Eyes Up, Refiner's Fire, just songs that have, you know, he calls it, they're in my backup hard drive, that when you are in difficult times, these are the songs that come to mind. And that was true even in this time. And more than anything, Brian has taught me to be just exactly who I am. He is someone that has fought for me to be seen on the Canadian music scene and stages. There were no other black girls touring as lead artists, and Brian came alongside of me, and we partnered together, and he was really all about loving all people and showing people that God loves all people. And yeah, he was my best friend, and I just have learned so much from him about being kind, generous, and loving, and I will treasure that the most. And yeah, his legacy will live on.